The Night of the Undead. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
I don't think there was a single poll that had me anywhere close to winning Mississippi.
And yet Rick Santorum won both Southern primaries last night, even though Mitt Romney changed his accent and his diet.
I like grits, and the things are strange things are happening to me.
Actually, I think it may have been the first recorded case of grit intoxication.
I got started right this morning with a biscuit and some cheesy grits, I'll tell you.
In fact, both Romney and Gingrich seem to think that winning primaries in the South is about convincing voters you eat like them.
With gravy.
Gingrich displayed an incredible grasp of the toppings, but the food fight went to Rick Santorum, whose moral message was just what evangelicals wanted to hear. As one of my colleagues quipped, it was false grit versus true grit. So, the GOP primary process is still having trouble doing what primaries are supposed to do, get the losers to go away. And it's crazy because here we are in the first campaign since the Supreme Court's corporate personhood decision, the first election with unlimited super PAC money, $34 million of it going to Mitt Romney, more than all the others. And what has it got him? Maybe CBS political director John Dickerson can tell us.
The delegate math, which determines the nominee in the end, ended up going to Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, the delegates. He still got a majority of the delegates. He even got a majority last night. But somehow, in a campaign where no one drops out, we forget that. So, it's off to Illinois, and get ready. My sources say the candidates are prepared to send an unmistakable message about their love of bratwurst. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.